Kamala Harris's niece Mina joins media and other leftists in mask-shaming greatest of all time Tom Brady. By Matthew Boyle on February 7, 2021. The niece of Vice President Kamala Harris, Mina Harris, led other leftists on Twitter on Sunday night in mask-shaming Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady. When Sports Illustrated tweeted a video of Brady arriving at Raymond James Stadium before the Super Bowl, at which he won his record 7th big game against the Kansas City Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes, the vice president's niece sounded off in a tweet questioning why Brady was not wearing a mask. "What's Tom doing without a damn mask?" Mina Harris tweeted. Harris has caused serious ethics concerns for the Biden White House and for the transition team, with lawyers for Biden's transition reportedly warning her she is not allowed to profit off of her Aunt Kamala's position and image, according to Axios. Biden's transition team lawyers have reminded Vice President-elect Kamala Harris' niece, Mina, that she can't profit off her famous aunt's image, after she unveiled a collaboration between her company and Beats by Dre, Axios's Alexi McCammon wrote in late January. Harris was not alone in bashing the maskless Brady. Gun control advocate Lisa Hendricks, a verified Twitter user whose account identifies her as an organizer for leftist groups Every Town and Moms Demand Action, also mask-shamed Brady. "Tom Brady could have used his platform to wear a mask and be a role model for responsible behavior. But no, he had to be a maskhole. Hashtag Super Bowl," Hendricks said in a tweet that is now hidden because she has since made her profile private. Several others tweeted criticisms of the now 7-time Super Bowl champion for not wearing a mask on his way into the stadium. Brady's Buccaneers crushed the Chiefs 31-9 in Sunday's Super Bowl, played in Tampa after it was relocated from California due to coronavirus restrictions in the Golden State. Florida has been reopened since the summer, and GOP Governor Ron DeSantis has pushed back on onerous mask mandates and lockdown pushes amid the pandemic. President Joe Biden made clear in an interview leading up to the Super Bowl that he favored Mahomes over Brady, though he did not outright predict a winner in the game. Brady has been particularly close with now former President Donald Trump over the years, and the red Make America Great Again hat was spotted in his locker when he played for the New England Patriots during the 2016 presidential campaign, though Brady never formally backed Trump's campaign. Brady played his entire career for the Patriots until this year, when he moved to the Buccaneers after a falling out with the leadership of his old team. There, he appeared in 9 Super Bowls and won 6. This, his first Super Bowl with the Bucs, was his 10th such appearance and his 7th win, far and away an NFL record that even more solidifies his position as the greatest NFL player of all time.